is Selena Thirkel. I live number 2 Jedburgh Street, Middlesbrough, Teesside, and I'm an usherette at the ABC Stockton. On behalf of the people of Teesside, I would like to give a welcome to our own local radio station, BBC Radio Teesside.
I don't know where bloody Teesside is.
What is Teesside?
I've heard of Middlesbrough, yes, I have heard of it. They are in the second division, I believe. I've heard of Middlesbrough, but more than that, I am not prepared to commit myself at this stage. It's a matter between myself, my conscience, and the ballot box.
You're listening to BBC Radio Teesside. This is George Lambell introducing Teesside Tonight, the news read by Jim Brady.
The newest BBC local radio station was opened a minute ago. BBC Radio Teesside. And the first voice over the air was that of a Teesside, a Mrs. Selena Thirkel, who will be interviewed later in the programme. Mrs. Thirkel was picked at random from a bus queue in Middlesbrough town centre today. Station manager Alan Shaw said Radio Teesside was a station for local people and had decided that the honour of opening the station should go to a Teessider. And Teesside's evening newspaper, the Evening Gazette, welcomes the new station in an editorial. The Gazette says that any new medium which can add to the voice of the community could only be for the good of that community. But the Gazette adds that Radio Teesside was born under a cloud, the uncertainty about the government's intentions on commercial broadcasting. And they add that Mr. Chataway must seek ways to allow public service and commercial radio to thrive in competition. They feel what they describe as the cold logic of costs could end the youngest branch of broadcasting before it's had the chance to prove itself.